We had a session with the chaotic photo chest the other day. Family archives must be sorted and arranged and albums created, golden memories relived, all that stuff. But inevitably, in between cries of pleasure and long-lost treasured family moments, we found ourselves stopping to marvel at how much money we have lavished on the Boots photo counters over the years, merely in order to receive completely pointless, dutifully protests, shiny prints of absolutely nothing. Everyone did before the glorious dawn of digital and effectively free photos, which you can wipe with a finger when they fail. Kids today don't know what it was like in those days to wait for a week, then open an exciting wallet of prints, often right there in the shop next to a display of depilatory creams and hemorrhoid preparations. Nor do they know the disappointment of finding that half the photos are duff, pointless, a disgrace to the art of photography. What became clear, though, was that yachts people like us have probably always been particularly vulnerable to this heartbreaking, wallet-trimming wastefulness. Pictures of growing children, however blurry, are always more or less worth having, and one or two holiday landscapes do arouse proper memories. And, to be fair, there are some good shots of various boats looking gorgeous against distant harbours, and a few heroic ones of family members lounging attractively or peering out of tunnel-like oilskin hoods. But the rubbish! The trouble is that the sea and sailing yachts are both hypnotically beguiling and cruelly deceptive. Close-up bits of the boat as you forge through the waves are beautiful and fascinating. When photographed, they are rather less so. The sea itself, with your eyes well focused into blue distances, is a marvellous thing, but photos of it need more skill than is usually available to people grabbing at cameras as they slide off the cockpit seat in order to click a supposedly magic moment. So there's a box full of glossy pointlessness to throw aside in the search for good ones. Pictures of rigging all looking the same, lumps of baggy wrinkle like moribund caterpillars, curves of headsail leech repeated over and over with indeterminate pinkish clouds behind, evidence of some marvellous sunset, better remembered than photographed. Tall ship canvas towering all the way up to the royals and raffies, repetitively recorded after every single hoisting by trigger fingers still raw from the halyards. Pictures of burgees identical to other pictures of burgees. Shots from the end of bowsprits, shots from the spreaders, or taken by enthralled people lying along the tow rail, hoping to record the bow wave. Artistic impressions of the wake, never quite as straight as one might hope. Or a black smudge the size of a pinhead, which may have been the QE2. Or a battleship. But always, over and over again, shots of bits of indeterminate sea from which a mere second ago a dolphin or a porpoise may have leapt, or a whale surfaced. Actually, whales are easier because they stay up for a second or so, but porpoises, oh come on, gotta be professional. Or running video on your modern phone. Before that, there was no hope. So there is a box full of unrecordable experience, prodigally commissioned over years and years of those empty winter months after the cruise ends, financially ruinous, supporting generations of processing chemists. We could have bought a new dinghy for the money. And there is really nowhere to put this stuff but the bin, and some recycling systems balk at the chemicals used in printing, so you leave it all in a cardboard box and walk past occasionally to look sadly at the evidence that small boat seafaring is not an experience which can be captured except in memory. And maybe, even in the age of digital photography, whose failures are instantly visible and erasable, there's a lesson in that. To be thrilled by baggy wrinkle or elegant curves of sail is something which belongs only to the moment and to memory. Maybe watching dolphins, porpoises, whales, lost turtles, or the changing light on a welcome headland is just something to do in the moment, with your eyes, not your iPhone. Maybe the evanescence of our great experiences is part of the point. You never can sail the same sea twice.